at this point, we don't intend to address this issue, and that shouldn't be a surprise. I said that before during the campaign. As we don't intend to introduce legislation on these issues and other social issues. Our focus is on our economy, on the cost of energy, on education, on issues that. There was no secret about that. We will follow the laws that are enacted, and that's what we've done. But, you know, again, you know, it's not our intention, nor have we, nor will we ever discriminate against anyone for any reason.
There are an estimate of more than 19,000 working adults in your state who are LGBT, and they still face discrimination in the private sector, including housing, public accommodations. There are also no explicit laws in this state against hate crimes. So I guess, why haven't these issues been addressed as a priority during your tenure so far? Because they affect a large amount of people in your state who are also a part of your workforce and contribute to your economy.
Since we've been in office, we've been very obviously involved in the financial situation we are in the state. You know, we have had multiple meetings with the LGBT community, once before the election, once after. Actually, I hosted a lunch here at my office. And we've certainly spoken frequently on the phone with them, with members of that community too. And I think we have a good relationship with them. I really do.